It's all systems go for Marcus Gogwin, who knocked down his second career freeride world tour, FWT, gold medal in Verbier, Switzerland. The triumphant Whistlerite skier would not be denied, looking like a veteran in the face of massive exposure. He stomped his first 360 with little hesitation before opening up a brand new line on the Bec des Rosses venue, sending one of the biggest double airs that freeride fans have witnessed in quite some time. A panel of impressed judges rewarded him with a score of 96.00. As a result, Gogwin punched into second place for the 2024 FWT overall ranking. "It's such a stress relief getting down here, as my legs were burning by the end of the line. I came here to have fun and ski my line," Gogwin told reporters after the event. "My goal next year is to continue having fun and maybe even win the title. I will keep trying to put down these lines and stay consistent. I'm excited for the future." Max Hitzig, 94.67, was not far behind in runner-up position with a full-throttle performance of his own. After battling head-to-head with Gogwin for months, the German ultimately claimed the season title with 41,100 points to the Whistler Freeride Club, WFC, alums 39,420. Bronze in Verbier went to Finn Belos, 93.33, who became the first to 360 off the Hollywood cliff. His fellow Kiwi Ben Richards wrapped up third overall, 32,435. A youth movement is truly afoot. Both Gogwin and Hitzig are in their second FWT campaign, while Richards has just gotten through his rookie outing. "I can't believe it," said Hitzig in a press release. "I was so nervous before my line. I have worked so hard for this. The level is getting so high, so I know it is getting harder to claim the title every year, which makes me happy to win it this year. I was scared to ski the Bec des Rosses from the top, but when you are in competition mode, you just go full send." A maiden victory lap. While Erin Sauve is no spring chicken, she is new to the FWT scene. The Rossland, BC resident capped off her inaugural season with an overall championship in the latest snowboard division, 38,400. Sauve broke through in Verbier, 89.33. Lining up three huge cliffs and a number of smooth turns. Nuria Kasten-Barron brought a silver medal home to Spain, 81.67, by hitting a few big drops of her own, while France's Ana Martinez held on to bronze despite struggling with her control at times, 56.67. Kasten-Barron, 37,275, and Martinez, 35,275, also joined their Canadian rival in the season-ending top three. "I am beyond words. I am so excited that my run went well and the snow was great," said Sauve in a release. "It will take a while to sink in. I am so excited to be world champion, but I want to return next year and push it even harder, go bigger, and show the world what women snowboarders can do. I dedicate this to everyone who helped me get here, all their time, energy, and support, and I couldn't have done this without them." Full results are available on the FWT website.